Welcome to the Elective Rotation Podcast, Critical Care Pharmacy Minute, where I discuss one critical care pharmacy thought in about 1 minute. I'm Pharmacy Joe of PharmacyJoe.com. In this episode, I'll be discussing preventing injection site pain from etomidate. Etomidate is a non-barbiturate hypnotic agent that can be used for induction during endotracheal intubation procedures. It can cause injection site pain in as many as 60% of patients, with a third of patients reporting moderate to severe pain. Two regimens for preventing pain from etomidate injection have been shown effective in a randomized controlled trial. The first regimen is using 620 milligrams of IV magnesium sulfate diluted to 5 mL total volume with normal saline, given IV push. Now, this reduces the incidence of pain on injection from etomidate down to about 40%. The second regimen is 3 mL of 1% lidocaine diluted down to 5 mL total volume with normal saline, also given IV push. And this reduces the incidence of pain on injection from etomidate to about 22%. If you're going to choose to use magnesium or lidocaine to prevent injection site pain from etomidate, they should be injected about 3 minutes prior to the etomidate administration, which is around the time that pre-oxygenation is occurring. And if you're using etomidate, that means your patient's going to end up on a ventilator. Download number 6 in my free download area is all about what a pharmacist should know about mechanical ventilation. To get immediate access to this and other useful downloads, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free.